Hello everyone and welcome to the Top 5 here on Press TV with me, Hassan Tabakoli. The Syrian army says insurgents have violated a temporary truce by attacking checkpoints and sites in several cities. The army says it's still committed to the ceasefire but will respond to the insurgent attacks. The truce was brokered by UN Arab League envoy Lakhdar Brahimi.
They have made several violations, attacking military sites, Syrian army sites and checkpoints, mainly in the cities of Dar'a, Deir al-Zor, Homs, Damascus, and also the city of Idlib. Now, the Syrian army new statement today also added that in implementation of its statement yesterday, when it announced, as you know, its commitment to a ceasefire, it has the right to, of course, retaliate. It said it reserved the right to retaliate yesterday to any attack by armed men on, of course, civilians, security personnel, or even army personnel. And yes, it did today. It is responding to the gunfire of the Syrian army is responding to the gunfire of the foreign-backed armed men in those areas that I have mentioned where violations happened, confronting those armed groups and chasing them down.
The ceasefire obliged the government and insurgents to stop military operations for 4 days, but violence has already erupted in some parts of the country. In the capital, Damascus, at least 5 people were killed and dozens more wounded when a car bomb went off in a southern district. The bomb reportedly targeted buildings where police officers and their families lived. Reports say another car bomb also exploded outside a military checkpoint in the southern city of Daraa. 3 soldiers were killed and 8 more wounded. In the north, the army is confronting militants in several neighborhoods of Aleppo. To discuss this more, I'm joined from Washington by James Jutras, former U.S. Senate foreign policy analyst. Welcome to the program, sir. Sir Jutras, the truce initiated by Lakhdar Brahimi was not observed at all. And, of course, no reaction to this breaching of the truce, especially by Mr. Lakhdar Brahimi. What does this mean?
Well, I think it probably reflects to some degree that there were never very high hopes that the truce was really going to take hold. Even under the best of circumstances, these things are very hard to police, and these are far from the best of circumstances. There was one major group on the anti-government side which rejected the ceasefire outright, and the sincerity of the others in accepting it was somewhat questionable to start with.
And Mr. Jutras, how much has Brahimi been vocal against the insurgents and the arming of the insurgents by the West and its allies?
I don't recall any notable statements from him to that effect. As you recall, in the last day or so, there have been charges from the Russian government that the U.S. was coordinating the supply of heavy weapons to the opposition forces, something that the American side has denied. Of course, the Washington does admit it is supplying non-lethal aid, whatever that consists of, and also coordinating lethal aid from Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Turkey, and other countries. So I'm not sure how much that denial is worth. I don't know that Mr. Brahimi's statements, one way or the other, really are that important in this context.
Indeed. We'll leave it there for the time being. Many thanks, sir, to James Jutras, former U.S. Senate foreign policy analyst from Washington. Thanks for your time, sir.